By the example and intercession of the Saint Margaret of Scotland, may the spirit of thy love be ever increased in our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. The boys can sit down, watch out for the bell. Today is the feast of St. Margaret of Scotland, but I wanted to mention before I speak about this wonderful saint, truly a model to wives and to mothers, and a wonderful sacred heart saint as well, but about another saint whom we honor today, the patroness of that good traditional nun in Chicago, Sister Olive, for whom we've been praying, but today is her feast day. She was captured by the Saracens, the Muslim pirates, during the time of their occupation of the Mediterranean Sea, and taken from Sicily down into Tunisia. And there she lived as a hermitess, but preached the faith and worked many miracles. And because of that, the Muslims cruelly burned her to death. But then, curiously enough, the Muslims then conceived of a very great esteem for her. And she's one of the saints, there are several, whom the Muslims actually honor in that part of the world. They say if you're on the wrong side of St. Olive or St. Olivia, then you're on the wrong side of Allah, their God. And they even named the mosque after her. So we must pray to St. Olive or Olivia for dear Sister Olive and for the conversion of the Muslims. But today, as I say, we keep a sacred heart saint. The miracle refers to it, the gospel refers to in a reference to her own name in the Latin, which is Margarita, Margaret. We have a little picture of her today for her shrine. She was truly for her husband and for the Kingdom of Scotland and for our Lord. She was truly a pearl of great price. Her early life was a story of exile and of fleeing hither and yon. The hand of God was in everything. Her uncle was, the great uncle, was St. Edward the Confessor in England. But then when the kingdom changed and the Danes invaded, she and her family had to flee for safekeeping into the court of Hungary. St. Stephen of Hungary received her family. And they returned to England for a while, but then there was the invasion of the Normans. And they went to go back to Europe, but the wind, during a hurricane, took their ship all the way up the English coastline to Scotland. And there, in Scotland, she met and fell in love with, or the king rather fell in love with her, King Malcolm III. Curious man, he was known as Malcolm the Hard-Headed, but it must have been typically a hard-headed because he was very docile and not at all hard-headed to his wife. He was a crude kind of a man, because Scotland was a barely civilized place at that time, although it was technically Catholic. And she, this wonderful queen, had a wonderful way to civilize her husband and to make him to be truly a saint, which he is considered in certain places, honored even as a saint, and then the whole of the country to become truly Catholic all over again by her sweetness and her example and her perseverance. This Malcolm, by the way, is the son of Duncan, who was slain by Macbeth, immortalized in one of Shakespeare's interesting plays. And this Malcolm actually was in England in exile when she was a little girl. They may have met each other at the English royal court. But God's providence brought them together again. And under her tutelage, churches were set up and restored. And the whole kingdom had stopped keeping Lent, and many people no longer made their Easter duties. And she called councils against it and made them return. They claimed, well, we're not worthy. And she said, well, that's just a false excuse. You go to confession, you keep your Lent, and you will be worthy to receive our Lord. And then she brought all the customs of that kingdom into line with the customs of the Roman Church, the Roman Catholic Church, so they were in perfect accord. I think that she tried to teach her husband how to read, But she was not successful. And when it was time for spiritual reading in the family, he would hold one of her books and look at it. It was all for his hand illuminated. Look at the book or look at the binding with the great sweetness and simplicity while she was actually reading her book. The two of them together had enormous love for the poor. Sometimes during Lent, they would themselves serve at dinner every day 300 poor people. And they always served at least a few every day of the year. Truly, she was a saint with love for the poor, and a saint who was able to raise up those who had fallen from the high Christian ideals. She was a pearl of great price. We should pray to her today, St. Margaret of Scotland, for the grace wherever we go to exercise its good influence upon others in the ways of the Sacred Heart. That gentleness, that patience, that perseverance, and that kindness, which gave her this immense moral and spiritual authority, whereby she, the queen from another land, was able to reform the whole of the kingdom and to bring it truly into line with our Lord, so that our Lord, during her time and a long time afterwards, truly reigned as King of Scotland. St. Margaret of York, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.